Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm welcoming you out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. So you work because you want to, not because you have to. So you can have all that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now if the market just happens to smile on you the right way, but right now, to ensure that you have that life of freedom, that life of comfort and ease. But on top of that, more than just having that life of comfort, right? More than just having that wealth, it's much, much more, because as a rippler, you're here to create a ripple effect in the lives of others, not just your family, which is great to create a legacy, but the lives of those around you, to bless more lives. And guys, that's the real purpose of creating wealth in your life, is be wealthy in all areas, not just with money. And so guys, so appreciate having you guys here. You guys have been binging. You guys have been, you know, downloading and going crazy with these episodes. I appreciate it. Those of you guys that have gotten 50 episodes, good job. You got 300 and some odd more to go, so keep going. But, hey, I appreciate you guys sharing this and really making this ripple effect possible for me through your lives, as you are able to create a ripple effect through others. Check our website, moneyripples.com. There's great stuff on there, including blogs, including even videos of this show that you can watch on there. So check that out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. So today, guys, I got a special guest, a guy I've known for a few years now, and definitely someone that I admire and respect greatly. It's actually somebody we've been talking about getting on this show for a while, and now we finally made it happen, you know? So this guy is Mark De La Tour, and one of the big questions I get from many of you is, okay, Chris, with everything going on in the world, should I really be investing in real estate, or is real estate the best way to go, or is there something else? And that's exactly what I brought Mark here to do, because some of you guys wonder, like, hey, is it gonna go to heck in a handbasket, right? To make it, G-rated for you guys on this show. Anyways, let you know a little bit about Mark. You know, Mark De La Tour actually graduated with a master's degree in international business management at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. He's the founder and CEO of SBD Housing Solutions, which is a turnkey investment provider based in the Kansas City area. He's been investing in real estate since 2002 and has successfully flipped over 1,100 homes in the U.S. His property management firm currently manages a portfolio of about 560 rental homes. And so the big thing, of course, guys, is that just like I've had a few other turnkey providers here before, Mark is definitely one of those guys in the KC area and has knocked it out of the park. So Mark, welcome to our show.
Chris, thanks, mate. It's really good to be here.
So tell us, obviously, like, I know you've been here to Missouri for quite a while, right? But tell us a little bit about your backstory, because we can tell by your accent, you're not from Missouri.
Yeah, guilty. Sorry. Actually the irony is I've actually lived in America longer than I've lived in New Zealand, which is quite strange, but no, born and raised in New Zealand, mm-hmm. Went to a private boarding school, which I think developed my leadership traits from a young age, very entrepreneurial, came over here to get my undergraduate degree on a tennis scholarship, actually. So I played 4 years of collegiate tennis.
Yeah.
And then stayed on to get my MBA. While I was there, I fell in love, got married and stuck around. So I always say that tennis brought me to this country, but love kept me here.
I know that feeling. That's how I got stuck in Utah. It's like, wait a minute, what happened here? Now I got wife and kids, and next thing you know, that here you are, that's home, right?
No, truly blessed. I love Kansas City. And, I only graduated with my MBA in 2001. So I've never had a JOB, Chris. I'm a little bit unique in that you know, had the blessing of my partner, my wife, who actually we celebrate 20 years married next year.
Congratulations. So,
yeah, she was able to support us from the beginning when I just wanted to go and try flipping a house and stumbled across and made all the mistakes along the way. I have made them all. But yeah, we've now successfully flipped, like you said, over 1,100 homes, which sounds like a crazy amount, but you know, it just starts with the first one, right? And that first one, we happened to make money and so just kept on going, and I've never done anything since. It was really the downturn in 2008 when things changed for me though. And that's when, you know, the turnkey operation became a reality. Money was very tight. And I actually got burned from a bad business relationship at the time. And so I kind of got back after being, you know, a millionaire by the time I was 30, suddenly got back to literally zero. I'd built up, we had 120 rental property, had a really good, salary coming from the business, and all that got stripped away. And I was back to nothing. But through all of that, I was, we'd flipped probably at that stage about 400 homes. Yeah. I had a really strong business. We'd been in business together 7 years. I'd been the sole operator with two silent business partners. And even though they became unsilent, and kind of, it became a 2-on-1 operation that kind of led to the downfall. It was certainly an opportunity for me to say, hey, look, I know what I'm doing. I'm just going to keep doing the same thing over and over. And that's when it led to, well, how about I just do it for other people and use their money to get me through this downturn until I can do it for myself again.
Right. It's interesting because like you went from tennis to turnkey, which is interesting, right? But, I love the fact that you went and you got burned, because a lot of people's fears, especially those that have never really been much in real estate, is getting burned, right? And it's interesting because you have a book that just came out called Mistake-Free Real Estate, you know, and obviously it hasn't been mistake-free for you. So tell us more about that and just some of the lessons that you learned.
Yeah, look, the mistake is very much, I mean, the title of the book, Mistake-Free Real Estate, is very much tongue-in-cheek. But the idea is that partnering with a turnkey provider who has already made all the mistakes in real estate is a really good way for a passive investor to avoid those mistakes and be able to invest in real estate mistake-free. So yeah, no, look, right. I've bought the wrong house. I've bought a house with termites. I've bought a house with a crumbling foundation. I've had vandalism with ACs getting ripped off. And I mean, you name it. But what you learn through all of that is how to avoid those mistakes from happening in the future. Mm-hmm. And, I think anyone who can be knocked to the canvas, but keeps getting back up, I think that would be a good description of my early years. And, you know, through resilience comes the power to, educate and learn and help others through that same process. So, yeah, I mean, look, my real estate mistakes have really been, I've been very blessed. I mean, they've been few and far between. We've, you know, through the first 400 homes, I'm proud to say we actually never lost money on a real estate deal, because buying on the courthouse steps, we're just getting massive rips at the time through a largely untapped channel of acquisition. And so we were able to go and buy houses for 30, 40 cents on the dollar. So, you know, even if you have termites in the house, no big deal. You rip out the wood, you replace the bad wood with the new wood, and you move on. And you look for that in the next one. If you have a AC unit ripped off or vandalism, sometimes you use the insurance because that's what it's there for. Sometimes you just roll with the punches and you figure it out and you move on. And honestly, there were times when we got upside down on a house, but the great thing about real estate is it can still cash flow. So, you know, you don't realize a loss if you don't sell. And so we would just sometimes just, you know, hunker down, get it looking as good as possible. And even if we were all in for a house at 100,000 that was only worth 100,000, well, let's just cash flow it. And in 5 years time, you can either sell it at that time or continue to cash flow it. So I'm a buy and hold investor at this stage in my life. I know that I've, made enough mistakes to know where to buy, what to buy, how to buy it. And so now we're just trying to lead others through that same, through those same paths, Chris.
You know, you mentioned something that there's a big difference in mentality between that and like when people try to invest in the stock market, right? Because what you just said was key is that you say when you if the value of the home goes down, right? In that case, and that doesn't happen very often. I mean, out of the last six recessions, that only happened once where we actually saw values decline from point A to point B of a recession, right? From beginning to end. And that was the last one. You know, I'm not saying that won't happen again, but what you said was key is that even if your value goes down, you said the same thing people in the stock market will say, which is Well, as long as you don't sell, you don't lose money. But the main difference, though, is that you're actually getting paid. You know, where in the stock, you don't. There's not cash flow in the stock market, but with real estate, there is. And so for you, the value is like, well, value is irrelevant if it's paying great cash flow. If it keeps doing what I hoped it would do, who cares? Because if its stock is declining, say that the stock lost 20% and then you pull money out, that's disinvesting, right? That's actually pulling out money. So if say you lose 20% and then you pull out another 10, now you're down 30%. There's no way you're going to get back up to where you were. And like you said, like, oh, now I just have to hope I don't run out of money too quickly because I just pulled out money when I was losing. And that doesn't happen with real estate.
Yeah, look, people are asking the wrong questions, Chris. People are asking, mm-hmm. you know, how much is it to buy that house? What yeah. they should be asking is more like, you know, I liken a house to an ATM machine, okay? It's just a box that money comes out of. So yeah. instead of asking how much is it for that box, they should be asking with how much I have to pay for it, how much does it give back to me each month? Or how much is this box returning to me every single month? Because like an ATM machine, you have to have dialed in maintenance and management to make sure that that ATM machine is primed at the pump, that it's still able to cycle through and spit the cash out, that the cash is still cycling in each month, AKA a tenant is paying on time. And so management is key. And that's obviously one of the four pillars from the book. You know, we talk about, you know, dialed in property management, but they're just asking the wrong question this day and age. I mean, if I have an investor that's saying, well, you know, I want to make sure my house has equity. I'm like, well, I can give you a house with equity. It just doesn't cash flow very well. I would tell you not to buy that one, but I've got another one that cash flows really, really well that you may have to pay 100% of market value for today. But if you're not going to sell it down the road, what does it matter what it's worth today? You just want to buy houses that are really strong cash flow.
Yeah.
That's the key.
It is. If it keeps paying you, there's not really a reason to get rid of it, you know, And I noticed one of your beliefs in real estate is kind of key too, for because most people that are nervous about getting into real estate, I mean, I think turnkey is a great way because like you said, it's more done with you in the sense, or it's somewhat done for you because you're managing the property, you're taking care of a lot of the hassle, you're finding the right properties for them, right? But the other thing too is that sometimes I get people saying, well, maybe I'll just start off buying one. You know, what do you think about that philosophy?
I think it's awful. In fact, we don't allow it when people come on board with us. So we insist that they buy a minimum of two or three assets, minimum two, but we prefer three. So our ideal strategy for a new onboarded investor is you buy three assets up front and then one per quarter for the next 4 years. And lo and behold, you've got 23 assets after 4 years, and then you're aggressive, or 4 or 5 years, and then you start aggressively paying down those assets. Yeah. So we scale with leverage and then power down the debt. You know, real estate is best done at scale. To have one or two assets, you have one bad little experience and people are crying, oh my gosh, my cash flow is all gone. Or, you know, I've got 100% vacancy. It's like, well, yeah, you have one house. I mean, if the tenant moves out for a month, you know, you might be burned. But if you have 20 homes and one person moves out, then it's no big deal. I'm a believer in real estate. I've been doing it a long time. I own 70, you know, single family doors myself. You know, proud of the fact that, you know, I'm choosing to work rather than needing to work. The cash flow that spits off from those 70 assets is enough to support my family. And we've been aggressively powering down that debt for a long time now. So I think our cumulative is somewhere around a 50% LTV. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's enough to really give you some nice cash flow through that time period.
Right. And do you refinance along the way, or you just try to just keep powering down and paying down that debt until eventually it's paid off?
Yeah, good question. I mean, those investors that bought in with us about 10 years ago, absolutely, they're refining now onto one note. The other thing, when you're buying one at a time and using leverage, it is a little cumbersome. I got to the point personally where I had, you know, about 40 different loans on 70 doors. And it was just kind of each year I'd be having to do refis and you know, wondering what the rates were going to do. So finally, actually in January this year, thank the Lord, I was blessed to actually, do a massive rate term refi. And so now I have one loan on all of my assets, which was great in a couple of reasons. One, I'd paid them down to about 30% LTV. So I actually did a cash out up to 50% LTV, Completely debt-free on my personal home and a couple other, you know, things that I was able to infuse the business with some additional capital. And, you know, real estate's a great thing, right? I mean, I had held these assets all the way since 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, I'm just an accumulator of assets. Mm-hmm. But through asset accumulation, you have options. You can obviously, you know, people think of real estate being very illiquid. I disagree. I think it's pretty liquid because you can always, again, given time, you can always pull some cash out. You can pay it off. If you have more capital, you can pay it down and get more cash flow. If you need a bit, you know, a chunk to go make another transaction, you can leverage it and then go, you know, take that cash and infuse it into another deal that you've got going. So, we were fortunate in January to be able to do so now I have on one loan,
big portfolio loan, right?
That one portfolio. It's been nice.
Yeah.
Locked in for 10 years, fixed at 4%, buddy. So, but the plan is to have that paid off in 10 years time as well. I'm kind of done with the debt thing.
Right. Yeah. Just get it done with for you. Right.
Yeah.
Well, then they're free and clear. And then you got the cash flow. It's, you know, other than the property management fees, it's basically pure profit, you know?
It's pure profit. So, you know, the math for us in Kansas City is about $1,000 per door per month after management fee. So once these things are paid off, if you have 20 assets, that's about $20,000 a month of passive income. So again, with our investor clientele base, we're saying, hey, scale up to 20 doors, then aggressively pay down the debt. And so that you can get debt free, you know, scale up in 5 years, aggressively pay down debt in 5 years. So in 10 years, we'd like to have them completely debt free and with about $20,000 a month of passive income.
Gotcha. Awesome. Well, now if people want, this has been awesome stuff. And I know people want to get this book and get access to it. Cause I know with your system, the great thing is they can have a big portfolio, but not have to worry about managing all the little details. You handle that kind of stuff for them. You know, if people want to learn more about your system or about, or even get your book, what would they do?
Sure. So you can visit we have a landing page for the book specifically. Our company is called SBD Housing. It's out of Kansas City, full turnkey provider. But for the book specifically, mistakefreerealestate.com. So jump on there, check it out. You can download a free chapter. If you like what you see, just click through and Amazon will print and ship it to you. So yeah, it's amazing times.
I love it. Awesome. And you have a podcast as well coming out called the Mistake Free Real Estate Podcast, right?
Yeah, that's going to be very new. We're just kind of accumulating. You said 400 episodes of your own. I'm like, wow, that's impressive. How long have you, by the way, how long have you been doing the podcast to get to that number of episodes?
We're in our sixth season right now.
That's impressive. Well, congratulations, Chris. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, we're very much on the infancy of that. You know, the irony now, as you well know, is that we actually don't need any more investor clientele, to be honest, because it's an inventory issue. I mean, you know, if you just have 30 investors that are buying one per quarter, that's 120 doors. Well, we only spit out around 150 doors a year. So, I mean, we don't really need to onboard that many new investors. But having said that, I'm passionate about educating and you know, explaining to people, you know, what the turnkey model looks like and how to identify a good turnkey operator. There are some people out there in the industry that, you know, say they're a turnkey operator, but all they've done is they've partnered with a property management company. So they buy and rehab an asset and then sell it to you. And then they're like, oh, by the way, there's another guy that's doing the property management. That's an inherently flawed model. And that is not full turnkey. I dissuade anyone from going down that model because they get burned typically with a non-performance on the warranty issues. And then also the management companies now, oh, great. Now we've got another guy to come in here and gouge through fees and maintenance. So, read the book. If it resonates with you, I put my email address right there on the website so people can reach out to me if they have any questions. I'm just passionate about people doing it the right way because, you know, passive and real estate for the longest time period, Chris, has just been, it's been ignored as a retirement vehicle. And I feel like everyone from a young age is just taught, hey, when you start your job, start investing in the stock market. And it's just the wrong mentality. And real estate is available to those that have a small, you know, nest egg and can start really powering down and aggressively going after some real estate. It can be done passively. It is risky when you are doing it yourself. In fact, I say in the book that one of the, you know, the most risky forms of assets out there are, you know, stocks, individual stocks. But another one that's highly risky is self-managed real estate for actively working, you know, professionals. I mean, if it's a dentist that's doing, you know, real estate on the side, that's an extremely risky venture for him because he doesn't have the experience. But professionally managed turnkey real estate is one of the safest vehicles out there. Truly. It's very, very hard with a buy and hold mentality to lose money in real estate.
I totally agree, man. Well, man, I appreciate this so much. Again, everybody check out mistakefreerealestate.com, right? To get the book. And then definitely check out his podcast, the Mistake Free Real Estate Podcast as well. And follow Mark. That's awesome stuff. Great information, Mark. I really appreciate it today.
Thanks, Chris. Really enjoyed your time, buddy.
You bet. And everybody else, hey, remember, listening's one thing, doing's another. Don't be a listener or a hearer of the word, but be a doer as well. Go and make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.